Black Compass Media back live with another one. Shout out to everybody that's out there. Everybody's going to listen to this. Tone Bro checking in on behalf of the whole team, man. Hope everybody's doing well. It's the end of the week. It's Friday. You know what I mean? Good energy. I hope everybody got paid. You know what I'm saying? It's uncharacteristically warm in the Northeast. So big salute to that. You know what I mean? So got to be thankful for that. You know, countdown to a brother's birthday. Yeah, it's a lot of good times. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to spin the block because, you know, I wanted to you know, tap in and have an interview in depth and all that good stuff. But I could never actually find the right, you know what I mean, the right timing. Like, time is important. And we're going to talk about timing because there's a lot of things going on. And I want to introduce the next guest. You know, this guy has been one of the premier guys out of the West Coast. You know what I mean? Inglewood, California, YTG, death certificate. Yeah, we're going to talk about all that. You've seen him battle against legends. You've seen him battle against up-and-comers. You've seen him go to KOTD and win a tournament. Like, it's a lot of things, right? And now he's one of the newest signees over at the Ultimate Rap League. That's URL. And he's going to be making his debut over there very soon. But without further ado, we have Saint. Saint, what's going on, bro?
It's a deal, man. We all here, man. Saint LA, money well spent. YTG, Crack City Death Certificate. You feel me? We outside.
Yeah, man. Money well spent, man. We outside with it, man. You know what I mean? I see the people already coming in. And make sure y'all share the stream and everything like that. I want to just start here, bro. Let's just start here. How is Saint doing? I just need to know. How is Saint doing?
So I'm doing good. Life is good, man. I killed Takeoff, so I'm sad, but
yeah.
Other than that, man, my life's straight. Right. Everything cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's definitely tough. Huge loss for hip-hop. I mean, you're a little younger than I am, so, you know, I feel like the people that kind of came of age around 15, you know, around that little era, it was a little different for y'all. So can you, you know what I mean, if you care to elaborate on Takeoff and, you know what I mean, Migos and all that, like, what does that mean to you?
Migos, like, one of my favorite artists. Like, as far as rappers go, like, they, like, my number two most listened to this year and shit. Like, I listen to them niggas every fucking day. Like, niggas been listening to them since, like, well, me personally, since 2014. That was my senior year of high school. Mm. And fucking No Label 2 came out. And they basically changed music, nigga. Like, everybody rap like the Migos. Even pop stars make songs with the Migos flow. Like, that's they shit. You feel me? So, that shit crazy.
Yeah. Nah, it's tough. It's definitely tough. And, you know, rest in peace to Takeoff as well. You know, and, sure. You know, just and speaking on the things, because we haven't had you up here before, and we do like to, you know, kind of go a little bit more in depth in terms of the artistry, right? And what influences somebody, right? Inglewood, California. You know what I'm saying? I've had the opportunity to go out there and stuff like that, and you know, and just kind of soak up the energy. Different influences, man. You know, so what kind of music were you listening to? What were you influenced by as a kid to kind of shape the style that we see on the stage now?
Well, shit, I've always been like an Atlanta nigga. Like, I never really listened to West Coast rap. Like,
word?
My first favorite rapper ever was T.I., you feel me? Like, my first ever album that I got was King and shit like that. So, just, I've been listening to them niggas, bro. Like, I don't really listen to a whole lot of West Coast music. Yeah, that's what I was fucking with, T.I., then I start fucking with Meek Mill, real heavy. Meek Mill and Big Sean. Right. Those was my niggas around like 2011, shit like that. Then 2014 hit, you feel me? That's when the new Atlanta wave caught, you feel me? You start getting Rich Homie Quan and fucking Migos and all of them. And then Young Thug start coming up. I used to hate Young Thug, but then, you know.
Talk about it, bro. People don't like to say that. Talk about it, bro. Yeah, yeah.
I used to hate that voice. Like, I heard his voice first on Rich Homie Quan's song. He had a song called Get the Fuck Out My Face. And when that shit first came in, that shit hurt my ears. Oh, what the fuck?
Get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face. Oh, God.
Like, what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. But then, you know. The nigga got tired of skipping that song on the album, and eventually I just started letting it play. And I'm like, oh, I'm kind of feeling that. And then he started dropping more music. So I've been fucking with them niggas. And then Lil Wayne, if I could say anybody directly influenced my rap style, how I actually rap, it would definitely be Lil Wayne. You feel me? I want to have as much bars as possible and rhyme as much words as possible. Like, that's what that nigga be doing. So Lil Wayne is definitely who I'll be trying to rap like, for sure.
I'm placing the timing, man. I'm guessing, man, you was getting in the, when you was really probably getting serious into hip hop, you was around like Lighter Flick Lil Wayne when he came through right before the rap. He was walking on water at one point, but you said that influenced your style like a lot in terms of what he was doing lyrically.
Yeah, like I came in, I was kind of like, I wasn't a super social kid and shit like that, so I didn't really know a lot of shit. I didn't know about how to download mixtapes and none of that shit. So really, my first exposure to real Lil Wayne was Sorry for the Wait. And that was really my shit. That was right after he dropped No Ceilings. You feel me? I got on No Ceilings late. I was listening to Sorry for the Wait, ninth grade, every morning. Like, that shit was my shit. So around that time, 2010, 2011, is when I really start, you know, getting actually into rap and understanding lyricism and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. And were you making music at an early age? Like, did it kind of take you there, or, you know what I'm saying?
I started making music in 2011 when Big Sean first came out. My favorite rapper was Big Sean at that time. And that dropped I Do It. And my first ever freestyle was over that beat. And shit. Also, I want to throw Sahai the Prince out there too. I used to fuck with that nigga heavy.
Word. Okay.
Royal Flush 1 days, Royal Flush 2, like shit like that. I was fucking with that shit heavy. So yeah, but I've been rapping since 2011 for sure.
Mm. Okay. So Big Sean, Sahai the Prince, known for lyricism and everything like that. And it's interesting, you know, hearing you say that, because I think a lot of people associate your style with it's the aggression, it's the energy that you bring to the ring. I feel like that captivates people. Now seemed like you put a lot of work into the pen. We're going to talk about that, but that energy, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, where does that come from? Because we try to.
That's really just how I am. Like, you feel me? I always been like a nigga with like anger problems and shit. Like, I'm the nigga from the family that like to fight niggas and shit. You feel me? I always just been like that. I done got kicked out of school because I don't know how to shut the fuck up. A teacher say something to me and I'ma say it back. You feel me? And I'ma say something back. Always. I just always had that energy. You feel me? So that's just what that's how I am. You feel me? And I'm trying to master it and get more of my actual talking voice and not scream so much in the battles and shit. But when I first came in, I was being cool. And then niggas was like, oh, you need more performance, this, that, and the third. So I'm like, what the fuck is y'all niggas even talking about? Performance? Like, fuck it. Y'all want me to scream, nigga? Like, scream, nigga. So I just been doing that ever since then. So now, you know, with this transition, I'm gonna really try to really get my delivery on point and really not be so much screamy. But I'm going to still have my energy and shit like that. Niggas just got to really perfect it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just my natural personality. Like,
right.
That's
right.
How I'm giving it up.
The it's like an iconoclastic type of thing, right? Like, it's like a sort of like, you know, authority. We don't care about authority, right? Like, we don't, you know what I'm saying? That type of thing. That's exactly. Given the trajectory of your career, it kind of makes sense. I get it. I'm understanding more now, right? Let's go here, because the early situations, early battles and everything, you made your name out there, West Coast Elite, LA Battlegrounds, right? Early on. But I want to know what was the point where it kind of becomes serious? Because everybody, you know, people try their hand at this shit, right? But like, what was the battle where you felt like, oh, I could really do this shit for real? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was the moment for you?
I mean, I always felt, you feel me, like I could rap. Like, it was... But all right, the exact moment, I'll let you know. The exact moment I realized I was doing a battle versus Link, right?
Mm.
And shout out to the homie Link, LABG4L, you feel me? This was probably the second round or something. I had a bar, I was rapping, right? And the lights went out, right, while I was rapping. And then I spit my haymaker. I said some shit. I said fucking it was an Adam and Eve bar. I can't remember. Oh yeah, I told that nigga this piece that come out my side made him a bitch. And right when I said that bar, the light came back on, and that was like the hardest bar of the whole battle and shit. And I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah,
like that shit was like some. I'm heavy on the universe type shit. Like I believe in God, and I believe that, you feel me, God gonna make motherfucking he gonna make moments happen where he could communicate with you. You feel me? I just got through reading The Alchemist. It's a book, and that's exactly what they talk about. Where when you doing something, God will literally communicate with you and what you doing. And let you know that that's what you're supposed to be doing. And he'll put, you know, different signs out there, and you just got to follow the signs. And that's what I've been doing this whole time. And I just read that book like, nigga, a month ago. So I'm on point.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Okay. Okay. I hear you. Man, you know what? You know what was the thing for me is like, you know, you started to gain traction. You battled the Ron Comptons, you know what I mean? The Kid Clutch. Now you battle Geechee Gotti. Right. And there's a moment where, OK, just that matchup alone, we know what Gotti was doing at the time, and he's still showing love back over the West Coast, man. That battle to me was a moment. You know what I'm saying? That kind of seemed like a turning point in your career. Can you talk about
that's impact? One of the most important West Coast battles of all time, nigga, like as far as the new West Coast era and shit like that, like. That was when, you feel me, Geechee wasn't Geechee then. He was going around on the West, you feel me, and killing shit, and that's how he got his opportunity. But it wasn't like he was like superstar GOAT Geechee. Right. That was just like we both had the same breakout battle, you feel me? Like that was his breakout battle, that was my breakout battle, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And that was just, I didn't approach it any other way. The only thing about that battle was Finesse, shout out to SO Finesse. Owner of West Coast Elites, she hit me about 10 days before that shit. And it was like, yeah, King of the Dot wants you to battle in 10 days. I'm like, nigga. At this point, I'm new. You feel me? I'm used to battling every 3 months and shit. So nigga said 10 days. I was like, man, what the fuck, bro? How I'm gonna do that? But I managed to do it. I wrote one battle rap round. And my other two rounds was mixtape rounds. As long as I get this first round off, these niggas is going to call me back. I just got to get this first round off. So I spit my shit. Everybody was fucking with me. I had the hardest hitting bar that battle. You feel me? Yeah, his bar, his first in the haymaker and was hard. But if you look, this is how I hold on to I didn't get 30. If you look at the crowd reaction, they reacted longer for my shit. You feel me?
Talk your talk. Yeah.
That's why I hold on. Like, he didn't 30 me. I got the first, you feel me? But yeah, so that's how that came about. It was like, shit, as long as I spit this one solid battle rap round and let niggas know that I'm really like that, then they gonna call me back. And that's what happened, you feel me? So salute. And we seen what Geechee did, you feel me? I feel like we was both, it was like a bidding war, nigga, between like KG and them took Geechee and Lush took me, you feel me? And we both did what we were supposed to do in our respective leagues, you feel me? That's one of the most important, most impactful new West battles, you feel me? At least top five. Niggas got to mention Saint versus Geechee. That shit was crazy.
I feel you. I mean, it was interesting because I just feel like on the West, it, like how you said, you know, you ended up rocking out with KOTD. You know, Gotti ends up going to URL. He does his thing. And, you know, and we see the ascension. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get to the tournament, and the season, and I think it was a genius way that it was put together. You know, did you already kind of feel like, because it was already murmurings of like, yo, we want Chess over at URL. You know, you hear fans saying that stuff like that. But did you feel this pressure to win that tournament because of, you know, the regard that people had on your name? Or, like, what was your motivation going into that?
The paper? Like, I didn't give a fuck about nothing. Like, about battle rap, or this is my one big shot in battle rap, or I'm gonna be top tier after this. Da, 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 da. I don't give a fuck about nothing but getting that money, bro. Like when the nigga called me in July and said, "Hey, we got a tournament for 50,000. You in it?" I was like, "Oh shit, I'm winning that shit, nigga. What the fuck, bro?" Just over, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck who they give me. Everybody is gotta die, bro. And that was my mentality, you feel me, throughout the whole shit. Cause I'm kind of an arrogant nigga. I already think I'm the best rapper on earth. You feel me? Cool. So if they give me an opportunity to prove that shit, then I'm gonna have to take that shit. And you see what happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you battle veterans, people who have been doing this for years, you know, people that were legendary as well. You know what I mean? That are legendary. Disaster and Marv One, right? Those two situations for you. I mean, I know you said it's about the bread, but you see the name on the paper, you know what I mean? Especially when you like this, like what was going into that battle? Did you kind of feel like I know I'm gonna have to like elevate my game a little bit? Like, was it just like stay consistent at that point? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like nobody was gonna beat me in that setting. Like, I was excited to battle Disaster. That shit was crazy. You feel me? Like, that's like a legendary battle. I was excited during that battle. That was the only nigga that I was excited to battle. But even before then, like the round before then, like I told that nigga, like, "You're not gonna beat me, bro." Like, this was before we was even matched up. This was like in the semifinals and shit. I'm like, "Nigga, you can't beat me." Like, I already knew. My style was just more tailored for that environment. You feel me? I punch back to back. It's easy for me to do that in 2 minutes. Disaster more of a paint the picture type of nigga and lead into a big ass haymaker. You feel me? He not gonna punch back to back to back to back. And that's what you need in a tournament like that. You feel me? So I already had supreme confidence that I was gonna beat him. I had supreme confidence I was gonna beat everybody. Nobody was punching like me back to back. And not only the frequency of the punchlines, but the quality of the punchlines. The shit I be saying is fucking wild. You feel me? So to have that many fucking bars, wild ass bars back to back, I just knew that I wasn't gonna fucking lose. Right. But I can't even tell you any of them put fear in my heart. Like, I wasn't, when it was like, "Okay, I need to battle Marv One," like, I wasn't like, "Oh damn, I'm battling Marv One, I might lose." Like, I just had it in my head, Mamba mentality. I'm eating everybody, nigga, and pause. And that's just what the fuck, you feel me? Like, that's what my mentality was. But I still had respect for my opponents, and that's what you had to have, you feel me, so that you could continue to produce the top level of your material and shit. But I just had that confidence.
Right. And you end up winning the tournament. And I think that was a big moment because, again, it was like, nah, this is young energy. You know what I'm saying? This is the new face of what's going on with in the West Coast and just everything for that, all of that to come together at the same time. You got Gotti going crazy, B-Dot, Danny. It's just like, all right, we got this resurgence and all that. Now we talk about timing, right? We talk about everything that's going on, right? I seen you still been doing your thing. Great battle with Hansel. You a real name, Brandon, tore the house down. Fire. Okay.
Yeah, I ain't battled Hansel yet. That was next.
Oh, yeah, that was next, yeah. I'll fall.
That battle is coming at some point.
Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself with my questions here. I'm like, yeah, I need to see you with Hansel. But, all right. But timing-wise, why now? Why now? Why does it make sense now to go to URL as opposed to before? Like, why does it make more sense now to do that?
So I did everything at King of the Dot. You feel me? Like, I won a tournament. I battled Disaster, nigga. I battled Real Deal for the title. It was like, there's nothing else to really do. I could sit over there and try to rebuild up to another title match, but for what? Like, I don't really give a fuck like that. That would have been nice to win that battle. But like I said, God make everything happen for a reason. You feel me? And
right.
When this next battle get announced, you gonna see what the reason was. You feel me? Like,
do you view the competition at URL as tougher than what you've been battling over the last couple of years?
Yeah, definitely. Because I get more people that are battling in my style. You feel me? Trying to punchline and actually trying to punch, you feel me? But as far as the level of writing, niggas not fucking with me. Like, all right. They gonna die too, you feel me? Like, that's why I'm waiting on them to announce this next battle, bro. I wish they would have did it so we could have talked about it on this motherfucker. That's tweaking. I don't know why, but I don't know. They might announce it at homecoming or some shit like that. So that should be super crazy if they just, during the stream, they said, St. L.A. while everybody waiting on Geechee and Mook and shit. That shit would be crazy. So I'm just waiting on the announcement, but yeah, I'm here to prove that, you feel me? I believe that I'm on the level of writers like Rum Nitty, JC, Danny Myers, you feel me? Okay. So it's my time to prove that.
Yeah, you and I mean, that it's interesting you say those names. I mean, they known for like having battles and having these epic classics and all that. I mean, the matchups here, the fans here is already, they already on it. They saying real sick, Kid Chaos, like, you know what I mean? Luke Castro.
Back both of those niggas. These I want to battle everybody.
Yo, yeah, I'm about to say. So, what is the list look like? If you know, we all got the little black book. What's the list look like, man? You know what I mean?
I have no list, man. I have no list. I got no picks, bro. Okay. Like the only people that I feel like I have to prove myself against are JC, Rum Nitty, Danny Myers. You feel me? I don't have nobody else put no like, oh damn, this nigga is nice. He's possibly nicer than me. Type right. vibe, you feel me? Like those are the only three. So other than that, I just want to catch phase and get checks, man. I ain't tripping off shit. Like if Kid Chaos want to smoke, we could do that. She happens, you feel me? Fucking who else nigga said?
Real sick.
Real sick. Yeah. All of them could get smoked, you feel me? Like I respect they pens. I especially, yeah, all three of them, actually, I respect their pens and the way that they put their rhymes together and shit like that. If I had to say three niggas I wanted to battle, shit, it could be those three. Those would be cool.
Okay. All right. I see you. And even before when you mentioned Rum Nitty, Danny, and JC, and level of difficulty, like in terms of what it would take you to prepare for those battles, like what would be the most difficult and what would be, I guess, you know, in order of most difficult to easiest to prepare for. Between those three names.
Rum Nitty, probably the most difficult, because I know this nigga gone. Everybody always have the same Saint flips, bro. Saint Nick. Saint, bro. Like, the shit be ass, bro. And Rum Nitty, I know he gonna find some type of way to say Saint that's gonna be just out of this world. And it's gonna be like, damn, how the fuck this nigga even think of that? Like, and those are the niggas that I respect. When I could look at your bars and say, damn, how did you even think of that? Because most of the time when I hear niggas rapping, I'm like, man, it took you 5 seconds to write that shit. Like, nigga, that shit ain't, you came up with the first name flip that you could think of, and you spit that shit. But Rum Nitty don't give me those vibes. Rum Nitty always come with something that's well thought out, creative, and just comes from out of nowhere. That's why that nigga's the alien, you feel me? And so he would definitely be the most difficult. I mean, I'll put Danny right up there as far as terms of difficulty, because Danny is one of those niggas too. I call him the mad scientist of battle rap. Like, that nigga just be motherfucking, I could see him up in the lab exploding himself with chemicals and shit like that. He one of them type of niggas, bro. And that's how that nigga rap, bro. Like, that nigga, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck do you be reading and watching to come up with all this shit? Nigga, you just be rapping about fucking crazy shit. Like, nigga, it blows my mind the shit that Danny raps about. So, that nigga. And JC, like, I fuck with JC. JC fuck with me. Like, you feel me? That nigga followed me on Twitter and shit. But I'm going to still keep it 100. Like, I feel like, even though he beat Danny and Rum, allegedly, that's how niggas got it going. I feel like JC Penn just niggas overrate that shit. Like, the shit is not, it's not like that, bro. Like, it's not like the nigga hard, but he don't blow my mind. Like, I want my mind to be blown when you rapping. Like, I could, every time JC say something, I'll just be like, yeah, that was nice. That was nice. It wasn't hard to think of, but that was nice. And that's how I feel about JC. You feel me? So I feel like I could possibly, if I get into my bag, I could fuck him up. You feel me? That'd be like a statement battle.
Oh.
But you know, JC, he got it. He do his shit. He do have a good pen and he know how to punch back to back and shit like that. So you got to respect it. But out of all three, I feel like I would step into that battle trying to send JC to the motherfucking moon.
Okay. And then we talk about you.
I still respect that. Yeah, shout out to you, JC. You feel me? But that's just how I feel.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, the chat appreciates this type of talk. We talk about you know, the stages and everything, and I'm gonna get to the card that's about to happen in New York City. You know, the big stages, the you know, the 3,000 people and stuff like that. Like, is your goal to kind of go to URL and kind of ascend through the ranks and get to that main stage? Or what's your goals like as you, you know, enter that new platform and all that? Besides getting, I know, young nigga, I know, Saint, I get it, you know.
I'm getting that paper, bro. I'm just gonna say I want some change too, nigga. I wanna get paid 25, 30 bands a battle too, nigga. Like, and I'm just as good as all these niggas, and I'm electrifying. Like, nigga, there has never been one battle where I don't shake the fucking room, whether it's 50 people, 100 people. You feel me? So you put me on those bigger stages, I punch back to back. I don't take no time to be setting up bars and shit like that. So I would do very well on a known Summer Madness type stage. You feel me? So that's just really what I do want to prove. Besides the money, I want to have those moments where I set the stage on fire. You feel me? And I got the whole 3,000 fans up in there going fucking bananas. Cause I know that's like a crazy feeling. You feel me? Like, you up in there, you spit a bar and a hole.
Wait a minute. I think we might have lost Saint. Shout out to Saint. We're going to get him back. Shout out to everybody that's here. To Saint, talking about URL, talking about what he plans to do when he gets on that stage. You know what I mean? Saint, hit me back up, bro. I think even his phone might have died or something like that. But shout out to Saint, man. Shout out to Saint. I appreciate this, man. Who do y'all want to see? Because I think some of y'all put the matchups in there. Who do y'all want to see Saint battle? You know what I'm saying? We're going to get Saint back up here, put y'all matchups in there and all that. And Saint's information will be in the description box. I think we got the homie back right now, all right? So we're going to try to get Saint back in. Saint.
Yeah, my fault. I knew that shit was going to happen the way I was holding my phone, this big-ass phone. Many times, are you sure? Fucking message after you tap the leave shit. Don't just exit a nigga. Like, goddamn.
You talk about rocking stages, that feeling that you get, like, from that punch.
Yeah, like, it's nothing like, you feel me, spitting a haymaker and everybody going crazy. You feel me? It's nothing like that. You feel me? So I definitely want to experience that on the highest stage. I want my little moments. I'll be watching my battles back like, oh yeah, I fucked this nigga up right here. And I had to for like 45 seconds, nigga. So
I get
on that stage, I'm for sure going to have a couple of them. You feel me? So that's really what I want to do. You feel me? I want to get paid and I want to have the experience of, you know, I was on a known stage, a Summer Madness stage, something like that. You feel me? And niggas was fucking with me. So that's all I want. I just want niggas to fuck with me. You feel me?
Do you any intergender matchups you interested in? Any of the ladies you feel like is formidable?
Vixen.
Saint versus Vixen? That's not bad. I like that.
That's the only one I want. She be barking. She be fucking niggas up.
Okay.
You feel me? So I bark, she bark. We'll be in there barking on each other, nigga. And niggas will have all the jokes. Niggas will be like, oh, this is a Queen of the Ring battle. Oh, this Brittany Griner, nigga. Versus Vixen, the Assassins. Brittany Griner versus Vixen. Like, you know, that type of shit. You feel me?
Free BG, man.
God, free BG, nigga. So, yeah. I'm down with the Vixen battle for sure. She really, I don't really want to battle too much of the ladies. That type of shit don't interest me. I don't be You feel me? Like, I'm not gonna turn it down. I'm not ducking no phase, but it's not like I don't just be seeing women and being like, oh, I want to battle her. I want to tell this girl a million times that I'll slap her or I'll kill a female. Like, I'm just not into it like that.
But yo, when you put it like that, that's crazy. Like,
like, nigga, what the fuck? I want to sit on stage and talk shit to a female for 50 minutes for her, you feel me? Right. But I wish Tori Doe battled more. You feel me? I got a crush on Tori Doe. Uh-oh. So, hey, wherever she at, hi, Tori. You feel
me? Hey, yo. Other than that, all right, so let's pivot to this because this weekend, this Sunday, in fact, we have the homecoming card out in New York City. It's in Manhattan, sold out. You know what I mean? The card is loaded with talent. I want to ask you, though, because, you know, we watched Geechee Gotti go out there, you know, in the West Coast, in L.A., beat Loaded Lux, one of my favorite all time. You know what I mean? One of the pioneers, one of the gods of this, right? Now he's battling Murder Mook out in New York. You know what I'm saying? Another guy that set the foundation for this. What's your predictions for that battle? Who you think's going to win and why?
Geechee probably going to win because Geechee is like the ultimate battle rapper. Like, this nigga, he just don't give a fuck about shit. And you can't tell that nigga nothing either because he, you feel me, a whole fucking man, nigga. That nigga don't fucking, he just, you can't, he the perfect West Coast battle rapper, nigga. This nigga gangbang, bro. He don't give a fuck, and he bring that West Coast gangbanger not giving a fuckness to battle rap. You feel me? And you can't really beat that. Like, it's just, the nigga's gonna find the most disrespectful shit to say to you, and you feel like he'll really say that shit to your ass if he see you on the street, nigga. So it's like, it's hard to really beat that. And Mook got a lot of shit that this nigga could just talk shit about. Like, he probably just go, he gonna open the fucking battle up with, nigga, why was you smoking out that foot, nigga? You feel me? And then it's just gonna be up from there.
Relax, bro. Relax.
And then
bro,
on top of that, the nigga have crazy ass bars, nigga. Like, he have the craziest type of like street bars. Like, it don't just be no basic shit. Like, my favorite Geechee bar ever was when he told Stewie Newton, he said the cold word Caitlyn Jenner. What that mean? That mean pop his mom too. Nigga, that's like the craziest shit ever to me, nigga. Like, pop his mom too, like shoot his mom too, but nah, his mom is also his dad, nigga. Like, yeah. Like, he be saying shit like that. And Mook punchlines, he don't do it for me. Like, this nigga, like, I respect, you feel me, I got Mook on my Mount Rushmore and all that, but as far as the shit that he be saying, like, I ain't never felt the need to quote a Mook bar. Like, nigga don't be saying no hard shit to me. The nigga just be up there rapping and naming shit.
Oh shit.
And fucking, I don't, you feel me, but he gonna have some shit, he gonna have something. But I wouldn't be surprised if Geechee fucked that nigga over, bro. Like, I would not be surprised, bro. But I got Geechee with a strong 2-1. But I wouldn't be surprised if he came up and got the 30 in New York. You feel me? Like, they gonna try to hate, but nigga, you can't really hate on what the fuck that nigga be spitting. If he's in prime Geechee form, you feel me? Right. If he do like vintage Geechee shit, what I expect Geechee to do when he have a big matchup, then I feel like he gonna win pretty clearly. Mook is just a little bit too drawn out. And I don't know. We've never really, have we seen a Mook battle where that nigga didn't get booed besides the fucking Tay Rock shit? Because it wasn't a girl.
Yeah, we have. I mean, the big stage is gonna be the thing, man. We haven't seen, we know what Mook in a steel cage match, we know what that looks like. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you talking about 3,000 people. It's, you know, last battle of the night. It could be tough.
You're rapping for 7.5 minutes about motherfucking nothing, nigga. Like, the biggest.
You said you would battle Vixen, but Vixen is going against Jazz. Who you got?
Last time I went against Jazz, she killed the bitch. So, obviously. I respect Jazz. I don't know who's gonna win that. I want to say Jai's just too much of a vet at this point. It's like, will Vixen come with enough? Like, she gonna have some bars, but Jai's gonna be consistent throughout all three. So if I had to go with one, I would, the safe bet would be to say Jai's 2-1. You feel me? I feel like that's the most likely outcome. But Vixen is not like a slouch. Like, she can win that battle. Mm-hmm. But Jai's just too consistent, too much of a vet. She don't fucking battle. So she have bars all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, Jai's just has proven herself, you feel me, to be too consistent to bet against.
Swamp and Arsenal. Yeah.
That's a cold one. That's a cold one. That's crazy. Like, that's really kind of like a style. It's not a style clash. It's like they styles go together. Like, you feel me? That's like a great ass battle. Shout out to Swamp. You feel me? So I had an interview a couple years ago. I always be remembering what I said too. I hold myself accountable. I thought Swamp was gonna fall off. You feel me? I didn't really appreciate his pen and stuff like that. You feel me? But recently he been doing his thing. Right. Arsenal. I don't like Arsenal like that. Like, as far as a rapper, I don't know. I'm not the biggest Arsenal fan. I feel like he be just spitting a lot of filler and bullshit. Like, I don't have no bars that I can quote from Arsenal. You feel me? Besides, like, Squidward's clarinet, nigga. Like, that's what I remember Arsenal for. That's what I can quote from Arsenal. So. But Arsenal, he have good rhyming ability. He know how to, you know, say, put words together and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go ahead and go Swamp 2-1.
Okay. And Ferg, I see you in the chat, bro. You got to put your camera on. Y'all know the rules up here, man. You put the camera on, you turn it horizontal. You know what I'm saying? You wash your face, you get off the McDonald's Wi-Fi. You know how we do it up here, man. Come on now. You're right, brother. All right. So then we got Jack Boy versus K-Sean.
I be rooting for K-Sean. K-Sean, he's been one of my favorites. I said he was going to win a battle one time, and he didn't, and it disappointed me. What battle was that? It was recently, too.
Was that the Hollow battle? Was that Chilla Jones?
It might have been the Hollow battle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was gonna go crazy, but when you battling someone that's kind of a lower tier than you, you be having something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna still go K-Sean 2-1.
Okay,
Jack is nice. I'm not a super Jack Boy fan either, but he could do his shit. I don't see him going up there and getting killed, but I think K-Sean gonna win.
Okay, I got you. And then the last battle on the card is probably gonna open up the night. Kinslay versus Stumbles. Who you got?
That's a fire one. Mm-hmm. I like Stumbles. Mm-hmm. I like Stumbles because I like how Stumbles came in the game. Stumbles ain't even supposed to be here for real, but that nigga, he like, that's like the ultimate battle rapper story, nigga. You got into a fight with a nigga, you took his belt, nigga. Then. Mm-hmm. Y'all actually battled for the belt and you 30'd the nigga and you basically stole all his momentum and took his spot basically because Snake Eyes was having a year before that happened. Snake Eyes
he's in Hitman's house. He is. He's in the tournament.
Shout out to him. You feel me? For being in Hitman's house. A lot of niggas is in Hitman's house. You feel me? So salute to that. But fucking like just as far as his URL storyline and shit, like he was finally starting to get more respect. You feel me? That whole year he was doing this thing, you feel me? And then that happened and it seemed like Stumbles just out of nowhere just took that nigga spot. You feel me? So I fuck with how Stumbles came up. Cause like niggas, he could have lost, you feel me? And then that would have just been it. You feel me? But he won and he solidified his spot in battle rap. And Kid Slade is another nigga that's just, you know, they have similar styles as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think Stumble's gonna talk crazy.
Okay.
I got Stumble's 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, like I said, I just like his story. It's kind of believable now. You feel me? It's like, oh yeah, I like what the fuck this. You don't give a fuck. You feel me? And he mean what the fuck he's saying. And I feel the same way about Kid Slade. You feel me? I just like Stumble's energy more. And Stumbles be having some hot shit too. They both be spitting good bars. So
yeah, I think the fact
they get to open up Kid Slade.
They get to open
up. I mean, not Kid Slade. I'm gonna go with Stumbles.
It's you know what I mean, getting to open up the night on a card like that, on a return card, you got no choice but to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that shit about to be darn
crazy.
Get
the first lines, you get the first audience, everybody ready, refreshed. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is ready. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I think that's dope. So let's do this. Now I got the link in here for everybody that wants the link. So if y'all want the link, y'all definitely could talk to Saint. But we about to get into something that we get into up here, and this makes sense now, right? We play this game, right, called underrated, overrated, fire or trash, right? Or I give you a name, I give you a person, place, thing, whatever. You tell me if it's overrated, underrated, fire or trash. All right, so you ready? All right, cool. Underrated, overrated, fire or trash? Lou Castro.
I think he's rated properly. You feel me? Like, I don't think that Lou is particularly fire to say fire, but I don't think he's overrated or underrated. He's just there. You feel me? He have his spot, and you know, he have his market. He says some cool shit. Mm-hmm. I don't think he don't deserve to be where he's at. So I don't feel like he's overrated. And I don't feel like niggas are sleeping on him. I feel like he's properly rated. You feel me? On everything.
All right. Underrated, overrated, fire or trash? Tink the Demon.
Tink the Demon is fire. Tink the Demon is fire. I like Tink. He have a unique style in the way that he put his words together. You feel me? He don't just follow the same formula. And then he be saying some crazy shit like, nigga, you're a fucking psycho, nigga. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? That shit be fire. So, man. Yeah, I fuck with Tink. And I don't feel like he underrated. I feel like he right where he's supposed to be. He be getting booked and shit. Niggas fuck with him. When he do battles, niggas, you know, receive his material, how he intends it to be received. So I don't feel like he underrated. I just feel like he's straight up fire.
Okay. Underrated, overrated, fire or trash? We'll skip that one because hold on. Before I do that, YTG death certificate. What's the run down the roster for us? Like we need to, you know what I mean? We need to get that clear for everybody.
Crack City death certificate. You got me, Beast Gallon, the Kid Clutch, Active, Dre Vicious, the West Coast Pioneer. You got RX, you feel me? SO Finesse, you got Miss Black Diamond. And I think that's everybody. Oh, and my nigga Nino, of course. You already know. Yeah, but he's not a rapper. That's
the shout out to Nino. Yeah, that's the homie. All right. Underrated, overrated, fire or trash? Mike P.
Mike P fire. He not underrated. He not overrated. He fire. He do his thing. I was never the super biggest Mike P fan. You feel me? We got in the crew and shit, and that shit was cool.
Yeah.
He fire. He like, if I had to rate his pen, it was like a, to me personally, if I'm comparing a 10, which is, I think, my shit, you feel me? It would probably be like a 7.5, you feel me, to an 8. Mm-hmm. And then he's liable to come out with a crazy ass round if he could figure out a good angle. So that nigga fire, he a dangerous opponent. And let me put the YTG roster out there too. It's
do
me.
That. Please do that.
Me, Newborn, A-Ward, Mickey Fax, 100 Bullets, and fucking Bonnie Godiva. And she about to bring another tournament home to YTG. You feel me? Shout out to my big sis. We out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fire.
But yeah, Mike fire. P, he fire.
Now let me pivot off of that, and I'm gonna ask you and shout out to Tyler Cook. Tyler, you know, we normally don't do this because you ain't donate nothing, but you know, I'm gonna put your comment up here, bro. I'm gonna give you credit. No, I'm gonna give him credit, man. All seriousness, because this is a good question. Because you are tied in with multiple groups and stuff like that, and I feel like it's right to ask you as a battler as well, because we've been hearing that battlers have been rehearsing their battles before they go on stage with their opponent. And things of that nature. I want to get your thoughts, your opinions on that. Is that okay to you? Do you know of situations like
that's
that?
That's kind of insane. I
never heard of that, like, until recently. I see niggas saying that shit on Twitter. Like, I'm with all the team help, and you got a team, and they give you a bar or some shit like that. I'm with all that. You feel me? So at the end of the day, you supposed to outright your opponent and whoever the fuck helping him. It don't fucking matter. You gotta outright that shit. So I don't mind if, like, I'm battling a nigga from gun titles, you feel me? And them niggas are giving this nigga Saint bars. Like, I don't care about that. But if it's me and Easy and we battling and I'm calling Easy up, like, yeah, I'm gonna say this, da 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 da. Make sure your homie is in a position where I can say this.
Right.
I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with that, because at that point, it's not a battle. You niggas
Yeah,
are
what are we doing at
shit.
That point? What are we doing? It's a play now. Now it's a play. It's a performance.
Exactly.
It's a stage
There
play.
ain't even no competition at that point, so I don't
Battle
fuck with that at
theater.
all. That shit weird.
What about
I hope you niggas is not really doing that. I hope that's just like a rumor, bro. Like,
Same.
these
I've been
niggas
around
is
this game
crazy,
for a
like.
decade plus, bro. I've been doing this for a day. It's not a rumor, man.
Oh my god, damn. You niggas would do anything, bro. This shit definitely wrestling, nigga.
Bruh, that's ridiculous. Now, okay. All right. So what's your the attitude like? What do you think about sparring, right? Because you just named a lot of influential battlers, a lot of great talented battlers that's in the groups that you associated with. What is your stance on sparring? Do you spar typically? Like, what's your, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's
I
your
don't have a
mantra on that?
problem with people that spar and doing that shit. Me personally, I don't like to do it just because, for one, you feel me? I just feel like I rap better than everybody. So what the fuck is a nigga gonna tell me? Like, niggas can't help me. Like, that's how I be feeling. And then on top of that, I want people to hear my bars fresh when I say them. I don't want niggas to be behind me and already know when to react. You know, so you guys, anybody like that's in a group chat with me or anything, I don't be putting my rounds in there. Like, I don't be asking niggas. Like, that's just not something that I do just because I have confidence in my own raps. I don't care if other people is doing it, but I just don't be feeling inclined to sit there and do it. Now, sometimes 100 Bullets will call me and fucking and just ask to hear my rounds. That's like the main nigga that really him and Clutch. Clutch called me too. And if a nigga call me and ask to hear my rounds, then yeah, I'll spit that shit. But I don't just be seeking out. I don't be like, oh, who wants to spar? Like, I'm not that type of nigga.
Okay. Now, all right. So we understand that. I'm glad you came in with that mantra. I'm getting the impression that you about to come out on URL and try to take shit over. I get that. You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with that. I want to ask you this though. I want to before we because I we had it toward the end here, but I want to ask you, right? Your list. What is the list? West Coast GOATs, man. Let's go. Top
West
five.
Coast GOATs. Depending on what you factoring in, number one is definitely either Disaster or Geechee. It just depend on, do you care more about the international game and the landscape of that and what Disaster has done for the West on the international level? Or do you care about what Geechee represents and as far as the street culture? Because let's be honest, Disaster didn't really represent the real LA niggas. Like, you feel me? Like, I love Disaster. That's the big bro and all that shit. But we all know that that nigga more so represented the other side. You feel me? Like, we didn't have. That's why it was so easy for Geechee to get in this motherfucker and blow up. Because we never had that West Coast gangster nigga. You feel me? That was authentic like that. We did. Shout out to Dre Vicious. Shout out to Clutch. There wouldn't even be no West Coast battle rap without Dre Vicious. You feel me? And but as far as somebody to represent our the street culture on a national level and a worldwide level, then it's Geechee. So if you fuck with, you know, what Disaster has done as far as battling niggas like Cannabis, Cassidy, and fucking going around the world and battling in different languages, battling Asino and shit like that, then you would put him over Geechee. But if you one of the niggas that respect the the how Geechee put on the street culture and shit like that, then you would have Geechee number one. So I got them as 1A, 1B. Then you got Rum Nitty, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I got him as number two just because that nigga, or number three, however you want to do it. And just because Rum Nitty, nigga, like you, we've seen what Rum Nitty has done over the past 5 or 6 years to put on for the West. He always throwing up the West. And that nigga is basically the greatest puncher ever. You feel me? So you gotta put him up there. And then Danny, number four, just because Danny was really the first one to break through over in the East Coast and shit like that and be going over there and putting in that work. You feel me? Niggas used to shit on Danny back in the day, 2014, 2015. Niggas didn't like Danny like that. So to see where he has gone and where he's taking it, and the fact that everybody respect this nigga now, you feel me? You got to put him up there. So that's four niggas. Mm-hmm. Daylight. How could I forget Daylight? You feel me on everything. Daylight. I was about to say me.
Hey, man. Soon enough.
Daylight. Yeah. Daylight for sure. Daylight, he's put in. He's one of the best pins. He's the nigga from the West that everybody wants to battle Lux, you feel me? Even though Geechee already got that under his belt. But he like our ultimate pin nigga. Like, that's Daylight. So, yeah, Daylight definitely number five. He just don't battle enough to really be put over Danny or Rum or nobody like that. But he definitely in that top five for sure.
I got you. Saint, man, I appreciate this. Definitely was long overdue, bro. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you having me on. This was fun.
Nah, this is great, man. And you welcome here anytime for sure, man. Your rise to this point has been meteoric, and we expect to see the same quality. Win, lose, or draw, you're always welcomed up here. I'm going to give you the ISO. Talk to the fans. Tell them how they can follow you. Anything you want to tell them, man, it's on you. All right?
Sure. Follow me at Saint Da Vinci, S-A-Y-N-T, Da Vinci, on Twitter. And Saint LA everywhere else. Instagram, YouTube. I'm trying to get this music shit together, so we doing that. But, you know, y'all niggas going to be seeing a lot more of me. Just wait for this fucking announcement, bro. Like, niggas will never expect this motherfucker out the gate. You feel me? Like, this shit, I do what I want out here. You feel me? I get what I want, and I'm having my way. So just be on tune for the announcement of my first URL battle. You feel me? It's going to be a movie for sure.
Right. Okay, we looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to the announcement, man. Until then, man, you be safe. I appreciate your time up here today. All right?
Yes, sir. You be safe too, man. Much love.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. All right, bro. No doubt, man. Yo, that is Saint LA, man. Death Certificate YTG. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Crack City and all that, too. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to people on the West, man, that watched the career, watched the progression and all that. The people that believe. SO Finesses, the KPs and all them, like everybody that was involved, you know what I'm saying? Because bro's coming through with a good pedigree, you know what I mean? So I'm anxious to see what the next battle, what the next move is going to be. Make sure you subscribe to us, Black Compass Media as well. Saint's information will be in the description box as well. You know what I mean? Make sure you follow us on Twitter. And I also want to say we had a show yesterday. So tune into the show. All the uploads will be on Spotify, iTunes, and everything. You know what I mean? So you could just listen if you want to do that. And I will be in the building on Sunday, homecoming, URL, New York City. I'm going to be in the building. It's going to be a good time. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all the chat, man. Everybody that's here, share the stream. And you know what I mean? We're going to make it happen, man. All right. Black Compass Media, Tone, bro. Y'all be good. Peace.